Welcome into week five of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. Who's Gonna Win brought to you each week by Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates. We will take a look back at how we did in week four and dive into this week's picks right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win? The usual crew here with you, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, and myself, Chris Parks, as we try to take a stab at eight area high school football games for you. Let's look at how week number four went here for us. Kind of a little bit of a mixed bag. We had a couple of eight-man games on the sheet, actually three of them last week, and we got a couple of them right. Audubon was an 86-69 winner over Woodbine in an absolute shootout there. We all had the Wheelers. We all got that one correct. Exira EHK beat Glidden-Ralston 43-20, and we all were wrong on that one. We all picked Glidden-Ralston, and the Spartans showed us a little something there. And the other eight-man contest we had on the sheet was our broadcast game. It was Sydney 76-46 over Griswold. We all had the Cowboys in that one, so we were all correct on that one. And then ACGC with a big win, 52-20 over Tri-Center. We were all wrong on that one. We took Tri-Center, and ACGC stays undefeated with that win. Also, Underwood, a 21-7 winner over St. Albert. We all had the Eagles, so we all got that one right. It was Shenandoah, 52-14 over Riverside. That was a winner for Jim. The rest of us were all wrong on that one. His limb came through there. Denison Schleswig, 37-7 over Kemper Catholic. We all had the Monarchs. All got that one right. And Harlan, 49-13 over Atlantic at the Trojan Bowl. We all had the Cyclones, so we all got that one correct. That put three of us at 5-3 last week. Jim was the winner last week at 6-2. The rest of us 5-3. Overall standings now, I'm at 24-8. Jim and Doug are both at 23-9, and Matt at 20-12. So that's how we look heading into week number five here on the program. All right, first up, we've got a couple eight-man games to take a look at, and it's Boyer Valley on the road at Audubon in our first game here. Our big one victory ahead winner last week, Jim, gets to start off the show.
By the way, it's Boyer Valley.
Boyer.
Boyer.
Boyer, Boyer.
Boyer Valley.
What do they say in Harrison County?
Boyer. The Boyer.
Boyer.
The Boyer.
Yeah, the Boyers. They throw first. They throw a lot, actually. I just trying to figure out Audubon. They go and they shut out Fremont Mills. Fremont Mills, pretty good team, right? We all agree. They shut out Fremont Mills, and you turn around and give up 69 points to Woodbine. Not that Woodbine's not a good ball club, but it just seems odd that you would go from one extreme to another. Woodbine's a pretty good ball club, though. I like Audubon in this one at home. I just don't see Boyer Valley picking up the victory here in this one. So one for the Wheelers.
All right, one for the Wheelers. Doug?
I agree. You know, you look at some past games that they both played. Audubon lost a tight game against Remsen St. Mary's, 1 point, and Boyer Valley got blown out 73-14. So don't think it's going to be much of a contest. I'm taking the Wheelers.
All right, two for Audubon. Matt?
I'm going to take the Wheelers as well this week. They're playing pretty well right now, so I'm going to go with them.
All right, I'm going to keep that one a clean sweep. I like the Wheelers here as well. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it kind of goes week to week here for Audubon. This might be one of those weeks, too, where they maybe have a touch of a letdown just because they played such a tough schedule up to this point. But we'll see if the Wheelers can keep it rolling. I think they will, especially there on their home field. Next one is another eight-man District 8 contest as we get into a full round of district play now here all across the board. Cam is on the road at Exira EHK. 4-0 for the Cougars, 2-2 for the Spartans. Could be a good matchup. Doug?
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, this is a game that I think both teams really enjoy playing. Going to be a competitive game. Certainly, both teams are gonna fight hard in this game, I'm sure. Cam, you know, has the first part of their schedule being 4-0. I think this schedule's been a little bit. I think it's good for them. You know, they're breaking in quite a few new players, and they're able to get some victories under their belt and establish, you know, some new people in new roles this year. I was impressed, you know, with Elkhorn Exira. His team last week, you know, picking up that victory against Glidden Ralston. I don't know. This is a tough one. I know Cam is 4-0. I think they're gonna pull out a squeaker on the road.
All right, one for the Cougars, Matt.
Yeah, this is definitely a kind of a rival here. These two ball clubs, and you know, like Doug said, they do enjoy playing one another and really get after it. Cam, they've been doing a lot of their production on the ground, specifically with Lane Speaker. He has 725 yards on the season. Cam's got two big weeks coming up. They've got this game here on the road, and then next week on the road at Woodbine. So, you know, they've got a lot going on. Their defense has been playing well. They've got 14 takeaways on there. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, on the other hand, they've kind of been up and down. But I think that a lot of that alludes to their schedule that they've played so far, as Doug's kind of said. So that's what kind of makes this an interesting matchup for tonight. But I'm going to go with the road team. I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars.
All right, that's two for Cam. They do have a common opponent, and both came out pretty similar in their games against Glidden Ralston. 56-14 for Cam, 43-20 for the Spartans, so not much to differentiate there. I like what Mr. Speaker has done for them on the ground. I thought he would have a breakout season. That's been the case. He's counted for 12 touchdowns so far between the running and catching the football, and they've just been consistent here so far. The only thing that concerns me a little bit about Cam is I don't think their schedule has been all that tough yet. They haven't really been battle-tested as much as Exira EHK has, because they've played some pretty good teams already in those two losses. But I'm going to go with the Cougars. I think they go on the road and eke this one out. They've got a little bit more, I think, to deal with, or as far as guys they can get the ball to and have a little bit of an edge there. So I'll go with Cam. Jim.
All right, yeah, pretty much the same thing you guys have already said. With Cam, they've been very consistent. Look at their scores, even all. I mean, with give or take a few points, either way, their scores each week have been pretty much the same. The Speaker, just solid ground game. I think Exira EHK put forth a much better effort last week than what they've put forth here so far this year. And I just think the deciding factor is going to be that Anita is still angry about the whole Spartans thing. You know, they stole their mascot. It was the Anita Spartans. And now Exira EHK goes by Spartans. I think Anita's still mad about that. So when they went together as Cam, you know, they were the Sprockets at first. And then after that, they changed to Cougars. And, you know, I think Anita's still mad about the Spartans thing. So
how's that going to go? I
mean, so I'm just thinking that they're gonna go swipe the mascot. So,
swipe the mascot?
Yep, Cam's going to win.
Can they take the name back?
I don't know. Can you lay that on the line for a high school game?
Be like racing for pink slips,
right? Yeah.
Titles or whatever.
Change mascots? Yeah. That'd be interesting.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Should be a good game, though. That'd be a one to keep an eye on there. There's a couple of 8-man District 8 games to get a program started here this week. We'll dive into some 11-man football when we come back after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into some more picks here for you this week. We've got a couple of Class A District 9 games here for you. The first one, AHSTW 2-2, goes on the road to take on the winless Riverside Bulldogs at 0-4. Matt gets first look here at this one.
All right. Well, this is back in the day, old lore from the school. This is Avoca versus Oakland, and they used to play for the Chucky Doll, as we all were informed. Chucky. You know, by one of our previous participants on this program. So,
who will not be named.
They're playing for the Chucky Doll. Riverside last week versus Shenandoah threw the ball a lot. They had 37 pass attempts in there. However, not very productive. I think AHSTW has been more consistent. Even I think they've just really have gotten better. We saw them play our scrimmage against Atlantic here at the very beginning of the season, and I thought maybe they'd struggle throughout the year, but here they are at 2-2, and they've just continued to be who they are and be consistent, and so I think they've got a little bit better production coming out of their players. I think Riverside's kind of relying on too much out of the passing game, and just not happening in there. So I'm going to go with the Vikings on the road for the Chucky Doll.
All right, going to take the Chucky Doll. I was pretty disappointed last week with the way Riverside came out in that game against Shenandoah. I thought they would at least certainly give them a much better test than that. It's a team in the past they've had success with. I know every year is different, but, it looked like they were trending. That was trending to be a good game. It just didn't turn out that way. And, it's been tough for Riverside here so far this season. And as you mentioned, AHSTW has kind of shown signs getting a little bit better as things go along. And I guess you kind of expect that when you lost so much from last year. You got a coaching change. They're getting things on the right track there. So I'm also going to go with the Vikings. Jim.
Is there a Bride of Chucky Doll?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there.
We can inquire. Maybe one of our listeners knows.
There you go. They can let us know. As Matt mentioned earlier, Riverside's been pretty heavy on the pass this year with mixed success, and I might be being awfully complimentary by calling it mixed success. There hasn't been a lot. AHSTW has been heavier on the run, and Denver Pauley and Jackson Waltman each had 100-plus yards rushing last week against Martinsdale St. Mary's, and I think that kind of consistency just gives them the win on the road. So I'm going to go with the Vikings.
All right, 3 for the Vikings. Doug?
Nothing much more intelligent to say than what you guys have already said, other than they do have a common opponent, both lost to Westwood, but, HSTW was a little bit more competitive in their game against Westwood. So I'm going to take the visitors.
All right. So we've got the Vikings across the board in that one. We'll stay in Class A, District 9, and we've got Southwest Valley going on the road to take on Nottoway Valley. Battle of the Valleys. Which valley's deeper? I don't know. This is an interesting game because it's two teams that are hard to figure out because Nottoway Valley's had a lot of success through the air. Nathan Russell has really been pretty good for them, 704 yards passing, 9 touchdowns. He's thrown 4 interceptions. And then Southwest Valley also is going to rely on their quarterback and Brendan Knapp. He's done a little bit in the passing game. They haven't done much of that. He's been more effective running the ball, almost 400 yards and 6 touchdowns there. Southwest Valley's been able to stay close in some games, and especially last week, I didn't necessarily think they would stay close as they did in that game against Clarinda. This is kind of one of those toss-up games. I think Nottoway Valley, a little bit of a slight favorite here in this one, but this will be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm going to go with a little bit more of the experience, and I think the toughness of the schedule has been there just a touch more for Southwest Valley, so I'm going to go with the Timberwolves here on the road. Jim.
All right, that was a whole lot. I think Southwest Valley has the better run game. I think their defense has been much better, too. Their defense has been pretty solid. What concerns me about Nottoway Valley is this run they've been on. Win-loss, win-loss, win. You know what comes next? Southwest Valley wins.
All right. 2 for the T-Wolves. Doug.
Yeah, it was a nice game they had last week against Clarinda, Southwest Valley did. And I think Talking to a little birdie that had some inside information about that game, I think they felt like they had a chance to win that game. They had the ball deep in Clarendon's territory a couple different times and just didn't come out with points. They are a fairly young team as well, quite a few sophomores and juniors that are playing this year for Southwest Valley. And then I look at Nottoway Valley. They have three wins, but the wins come against teams that have a combined total of three victories. So I just think I think Southwest Valley is going to be the victor.
All right. Three for Southwest Valley. Matt?
Interesting. This is very interesting. You know, Nottoway, they have a common opponent in there in Central Decatur. Mm-hmm. And Nottoway Valley is the one that beat Central Decatur 32-24. And Southwest Valley actually lost 42-22. So I really thought you guys would be going the other way. So I'm going to flip it. I'm going to go with Nottoway Valley. Home team. You know, yeah, they've been able to do it on the pass. They've probably actually been a little bit more balanced with the ability to do that. Southwest Valley, their defense is pretty good, so that would be my one thing that would really stand out in their favor. So I guess we'll just see what happens on Friday night, and we'll be going for the Wolverines.
All right, Wolverines and T-Wolves.
Wolverines.
See which one's nasty.
That's a lot of wolves.
They'll be lurking in the shadows or in the woods around there.
Stay in the proper area around the field and be much safer.
Keep your fire stick handy.
We're going to stay in Class A here for our next game.
What, you watching TV? Oh.
Class A District 10 is where we're going to head, as Trice Center will try to bounce back this week as they go on the road to take on Woodbury Central. 2-2 for the Trojans, 3-1 for Woodbury Central. And Jim, you get first look here at this one.
All right, very good. Yeah, I was kind of a little surprised last week, not so much that Trice Center lost to ACGC. In fact, we all picked Trice Center, but at the size of that loss, then you know you dig a little bit deeper, and Trice Center only mustered 37 rushing yards in that game. Kind of a feeble effort against what appears to be a pretty good ACGC team. And now you parlay that over to this week where they're playing Woodbury Central, a team whose defense has allowed only 2 points over the last 3 weeks combined and only 22 points all season. I just think Tri-Center, I just don't know if they can muster enough offense to beat this Woodbury Central team on the road with a long road trip like that. So I'm going to go with Woodbury Central at home.
All right. Woodbury Central for one. Doug?
Yeah, Tri-Center's had two tough opponents that their losses are against this year so far. But as the last statement Jim made about the road trip, boy, that's what a haul to go up to Woodbury Central for Tri-Center. Looked at Woodbury Central's offensive stats; are pretty balanced. You know, they are able to throw the ball and pass the ball fairly effectively. So I'm going to take the home team.
All right, that's two for the Wildcats, Matt.
Okay. You know, this is another matchup in here. You know, Jim alluded to the Woodbury Central's defense, only giving up a few points, but is that defense better because of their strength of schedule has probably been worse than what Tri-Center's has played these last few weeks. So, I think Tri-Center's played a little bit of the tougher schedule in there. This is a tough one. Woodbury's favored by a very small margin according to the computer statistics. So I am going to go with Tri-Center on the road. I think they right the ship this week.
All right, that's one there for Tri-Center. Yeah, that was the same thing I had looked at and written down. Was just the run was absolutely shut down by ACGC last week, so it was kind of all on Bryson Freeberg for Tri-Center, and obviously they were not able to come out on top in that one. Woodbury Central, Jace Manker's been pretty effective for them throwing it through the air. And maybe the percentage isn't up there where they would like it to be as far as completions and being consistent. This is a tough one. I think it's going to go one way or the other for a team after a game like that last week for Tri-Center. Do you bounce back and respond, or do you let it bring you down? I think they bounce back. I'm going to go with Tri-Center as well. I think they eke one out here on the road. Should be a good game. All right, we've got another game here in Class 1A, District 8 now as we move up a class. As that team we were just talking about, ACGC, their impressive start, was on the road for a big-time matchup against Van Meter, two undefeated squads. Doug?
Yeah, this will be a great game tonight to see between these two undefeated teams. Van Meter looks like their offense runs through their quarterback. Anthony Potoff, 500 yards passing, 400 yards rushing. You know, he's certainly a potent weapon for them. But I'm gonna have to take the Chargers. You know, I apologize for not picking them last week. I feel bad about that. Apparently, they are a good squad, so I'm gonna take them on the road.
All right, it's one for ACGC, Matt.
Okay, yeah, you know, District 8 here, 1A District 8 coming into district play has 5 4-0 teams in here. So, you know, everybody's, or five of the six teams in the district ran the table during their non-district schedule there. So, you know, things are really going to shake out here in these next few weeks for that district. You know, Van Meter's outscored their opponents 112-6. Doug's already alluded to their quarterback. You know, this is his second year starting. Last year, they were in the semifinals. You know, he's 6'3", 200 pounds in there. You know, he's put on about 15 pounds from last year. He completes. Last year, he had only one interception on the season and 24 passing touchdowns, 13 rushing. This year, they've kind of, with him putting on the weight and everything, they've kind of balanced him out, and he's doing a little more running, even though they have their other top running back back from last year. So I think just the depth of Van Meter, their ground attack, you know, they've just got to have a lot of pieces back from last year. And ACGC, you know, they're the old, with Coach Mathewson, they're the old Madrid days. You know, everything's on the ground. In their first four games, they've only thrown the ball 8 times. So everything's going to be on the ground. I think just Van Meter's just going to be too much for them.
All right. That's one there for the Bulldogs. Yeah, hats off to ACGC and Coach Mathewson for what they've been able to accomplish here so far. Cause certainly has been impressive, and that run game has been effective. You know, they've been able to do it. That's what they line up and do, and they went out there and accomplished it. Of course, Van Meter, you know, a team that just has so much experience in the postseason in all kinds of sports. You know, they've got guys that have been there before. They've got lots of experience. They're very highly thought of. Number 3 in the latest Radio Iowa poll there in Class 1A. I'm kind of with Matt here. I think the depth is just too much there. ACGC is certainly going to give them a run, I think, here. But I'm going to go with Van Meter. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Chris. I just kind of concerned that not having enough variance in the offense. I mean, I know Madrid had a lot of success over the years just running that fullback belly up the middle, running fakes back and forth and everywhere else. But I just don't think ACGC is where I'd like them to be at this point against a really good Van Meter defense. They just don't allow any points. I got it with Van Meter at home. I just don't see ACGC winning this one on the road.
All right, so we're going to leave Doug out there on a limb on that one. Got two more games left here on our sheet, and we will get to those picks right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we continue on now here with the final two picks here on the program. Today we've got ADM, who goes on the road to Harlan, a Class 3A District 9 matchup here between these two squads. Matt, you
okay.
Get first look.
Yeah, you bet. Both these teams coming in at 3-1. And the interesting thing is that you got ADM, who has the highest total yards on the season for that district, and you've got Harlan, who has the lowest, surprisingly. And there's about a 500-yard difference in there, too, for them. So, you know, I think Harlan, what they've been doing is just been their defense has been setting up their offense, short field, you know, just kind of taking care of things in there. Harlan really struggles to throw the ball. You know, we saw that last week against Atlantic. They just can't get things going. I think their other weakness is the fact that they can't defend the pass as well. You got ADM on the other side who's very balanced in what they do. Tate Smith, their quarterback, completing 67% of his passes. He's a junior. He played all last year, so he's got that extra year under his belt. It's coming into this. Last year, you know, ADM with their new coach, their first part of their season, they kind of squeaked by some of their wins as they moved along. This year, it's been no problem. They've been rolling through the game so far. They just have the one loss to a very, very, very good Bon Durant team. So I know it's a road game for ADM, but I just think ADM comes out, and I think they're going to come away with the victory in there. It'll be a good ball game, but it's just a few small things I think ADM might do better.
All right. It's one there for the Tigers. You look at ADM and the schedule, like you said, has been, you know, a couple of decent tests for them. They won a pretty good game against Grinnell and then had very tight loss to that Bon Durant for our team that has had a good season here so far. You know, Harlan also, I think, has been, you know, decently battle-tested here as well. They had that tight game early against Denison Schleswig, and then the game against Carroll was pretty close as well. And, they, of course, their only loss coming to a good Sergeant Bluff-Luton team also. But I'm kind of with Matt here. I think the offensive production has been a little bit more consistent here with ADM. I think both teams have played good enough defense here so far to maybe match each other on that side of the ball. So I'm going to give the edge to the team that's got a little bit more going on the offensive side and go with ADM here on the road as well. Jim.
Yeah, for a lot of the reasons you guys talked about, I think Harlan's success depends largely on them getting and creating turnovers. And I know ADM has been prone to that over the years, but they're much more balanced than they have. They still throw a lot, but they do run the ball more than they used to. So I think ADM's just got too much offense right now for Harlan. I'm going to take them on the road as well.
All right, 3 for ADM. Doug?
Well, all signs say I should pick ADM, but...
We threw you out one here, didn't we?
Yep, but Harlan is at home. You know, you don't win at Merrill Field very often. So I'm going to take the Cyclones at home. I think, you know, if they're able to shut down that quarterback that ADM has, Matt talked about his stats and only a junior, that's pretty impressive. But I think Coach Blatts are going to pull something out of their sleeve on this one. Buckle down on defense.
Is it the Coach Blatts or the Coach's Blatt?
It's probably the Coach's Blatt. You're right. Nice. Yeah. That's why you're a broadcaster and I am not.
I thought through that earlier. Yep. Don't know why, but I did.
Limb pick with Harlan at home. We've seen a couple of those here the last few years, oddly enough. But should be a good ball game to keep an eye on with that one. Our last game to pick here on the sheet is Class 2A District 9. As Atlantic goes on the road to take on Kemper Catholic. This will be our broadcast game here tonight as well. Both teams 1-3 on the season, and this will provide an interesting matchup. You know, I think both teams have probably, obviously, would be disappointed if you asked them where they're at in the season here so far. I think Kemper probably was expected to do a little bit more as the season began, and they just haven't got it going offensively. They've had some injuries that have held them down a little bit as well. Atlantic, you know, it's been that battle of trying to put a full game together and do the right things throughout the game, not make mistakes that hurt yourself, and that's what's been a struggle for them here so far. This is going to test Atlantic a little bit as far as, you know, mixing it up on offense a little bit. Kemper's going to probably give you some different looks. They are a little bit thinner at the wide receiver spot than they have been, just because that's where they lost most of their guys from last year. You know, if it wasn't a road contest, I think I'd be on board with the Trojans winning this game. But going on the road and, you know, what they just haven't shown that they're going to put that all together. I hope they prove me wrong, and I think they're going to get to that point. But I'm going to give the edge here to the home team and go with Kemper Catholic. Jim.
Yeah, I was really disappointed to see there was just almost no offense last week. I mean, Atlantic had just, 120-some yards total offense, next to nothing on the ground. I was really surprised to see that they just couldn't muster a whole lot offensively. I felt like they were building as they moved along offensively, but then that happened. Then on the other hand, you got Kemper Catholic. They've lost 3 straight games and scored 6, 6, and 7 points in those losses. So they haven't been, they haven't been rubbing out the goal line up there either. So I don't know. I don't know. I had higher hopes for Kemper Catholic when the season started than what they've shown so far. I'm going to take Atlantic. I'm going to take Atlantic on the road. Why not?
All right. So one each way, Doug.
Getting out the eraser for that one. sorry. the thing with Kemper, when you look through the stats and some of their games, their losses, they have had three, and they have six interceptions in those three losses. I think when teams force them to throw, which hopefully Atlantic can do, I think they've shown a propensity to turn the ball over a little bit. So, the problem with that is I don't know how successful we've been at stopping the run, too. You know, we've given up some chunks of yardage on the ground, too, against some pretty good backs. So if Atlantic has the ability to stop that passing or that running game and force them to throw, I think they can pull it out. But I'm going to have to take Kemper at home.
All right. Matt.
Okay. Just some of the things there that Doug said, force Kemper to throw, control their quarterback, and I think the big thing on defense for Atlanta the past few weeks has just been the edge game. They're allowing too much to get around edge, off tackle in there. And then on the flip side there, offensively for Atlantic has just been consistency. They just haven't been able to get anything consistently moving down the field, again, still relying on the big plays. One of the things both teams, I think, have come in, they're both 1-3, but, they both have played a very competitive non-district slate of games in there. So I think they're both, tested and, in a way, very eager to start their district play. They feel like they're ready to go. And both of them coming in, I'm sure, thinking this is a winnable game that they can sneak out. So, but I think just based off of experience and kind of where each of them at, home field advantage has got to be given to Kemper Catholic on this one.
All right, so we're going to leave Jim out there on a limb with Atlantic in that last one here this week. That's week number 5 picks for you here on Who's Going to Win. We want to thank Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you the program each and every week. Stay tuned. We'll have Atlantic at Kemper Catholic for you here on the radio. Pregame coming up here shortly. Kickoff at 7 o'clock right here on KJN. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.